Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The nomination period for members of FSA County members is underway through August 1st. Debbie Wakefield, the administrative officer for the Farm Service Agency in Kentucky, on that process.
They are elected by their peers, the producers in their local administrative areas within the counties. And they administer and oversee our farm programs, price support programs that we offer to producers.
There is a small stipend, but Wakefield says committee members sure don't do it for the money, but view it more as a civic responsibility. And occasionally, making decisions on program qualifications can get a little touchy.
It could. We do have farm regulations. Of course, we have handbooks that we follow, and those regs are from the Farm Bill. But there are some gray areas at times, and of course, our producers do, if we have any applications that are disapproved, then our producers would have appeal rights to come back to the county committee for reconsideration of the decisions that were made by them.
These days, Wakefield says county committees meet about once a month to make those program eligibility decisions.
So they are the people that has their eyes and ears to the ground and helping to make decisions across the U.S., actually, with the Farm Service Agency.
Nomination forms are available at local FSA service centers. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
We're back today with Debbie Wakefield, an administrative officer with the Farm Service Administration in Kentucky. She ran down the basic requirements for members to be able to serve on county FSA committees.
You must, one, be a producer with an interest in farming or ranching, participate or cooperate in our FSA programs, be a U.S. citizen, be of legal voting age, and also reside in the local LAA area or in that jurisdiction that the election is for.
She says generally farmers are willing to step forward and serve, sometimes more than one in a local administrative area.
If there's multiple petitions, then, of course, we would have someone that is elected, and then we'll have a first and second alternate.
Wakefield served for 14 years as an FSA County Executive Director with unique perspective on service at that level.
It starts with the county committees and our local employees in our county offices.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.